This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to the final hour ever of the 33-year run of the WIP Morning Show. Whole new thing next week. Rhea will be back, though, and so will our producer, Joe Wechter. But in the final hour, Al will give his final remarks, Rhea will, I will, and hopefully we'll all hold it together for this last hour. I got to tell you, Al, if you look back over our run, one of the most influential people, somebody who truly put us on the map,
yes,
was the tremendous sports fan who also happened to be the mayor of this city, Ed Rendell. And I just, we have this cut of what Ed used to say about how he loved WIP. Listen.
It certainly helped make this a fun, exciting place. All the rallies when we were doing great, you know, when the Eagles were doing great, all the great rallies we had were fun. 93, baseball was fun, all that stuff. But there's a great element of giving back that WIP gets involved in.
And Ed was involved in all of it. He helped us get into Al, the Spectrum.
He had one day a year he could use and gave it to us.
And he was instrumental in many of our rallies. Ladies and gentlemen, the former governor and mayor, Ed Rendell. Hello, Mr. Governor Mayor.
Hey, Ange, how are you? Listen, I want to tell you how honored I am that you let me have the responsibility of making this announcement. Last night at about 1:15 in the morning, we signed a contract to extend you for 3 years for $7 million.
And I respectfully declined. I am toast. But thank you for that, Ed.
Well, I hope that I was like every other Philadelphia fan. I hoped that you weren't going to retire. I hoped that this was another walking up to the front door,
right,
but closing and staying with us, because it won't be the same without you. This is the best sports town in America, but in big reason for what you've done and how you've riled the fans up and got them pushing behind you. You were a remarkable asset to the city. You were a lot of fun. You did a lot of good things for people, for causes, and we will miss you. But I hope you will retire like Ray Dinger retired. Ray Dinger has been on TV more than before he retired.
That is true, Ed. Ed, a couple of things I just got to run by you. Number one, you did get us into the Spectrum when we were not that big a Wing Bowl event. Did you ever come to regret that?
Yeah, the first Wing Bowl I went to.
It's a yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, you saw it. You went, what the hell did I do here?
Well, I look up at all the scantily clad women, all of the drunk guys throwing stuff. I said, oh, my God.
Right.
I've been a terrific mayor, and it's all going to go down to this. I'm going to be remembered in my obituary. I'm going to be remembered as the guy who helped bring Wing Bowl to Philadelphia.
All right. The other one, Ed, and look. You know how much you led us in those years where we were really just getting it going. And so you really fell in love with Ricky Williams. and you did come on. I need you to acknowledge this now publicly. You did come on and say, we got to go to the draft and welcome Ricky to town. That was originally your idea, correct?
Yeah, it was to welcome Ricky to town.
All right.
Not to scare the shit out of Donovan.
Hold on. Ed, hold on. Here's the thing now. So, Ed, were you watching it on TV? Because we were all at the draft. Were you watching it on TV when they announced the second pick?
I immediately got a sick feeling in my stomach.
All right, I'm going to just play this so you understand what's going on. So we're all there to welcome Ed Rendell's pick of Ricky Williams, but they ended up not picking Ricky Williams. Here's what happened.
The second pick, the Philadelphia Eagles select Donovan McNabb, quarterback, Syracuse University.
Ed, you regretted it in that moment. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I spent years trying to apologize to Donovan.
Did it work?
No.
No, he never really forgave any of us, did he?
No. He was interviewed by the New York Times about me, and he said, is he a knowledgeable sportscaster? And Donovan said, he's a good mayor. He said, no, does he know anything about sports? He's a good mayor. Anyway, he's a good mayor. He never forgave us, but I think he did at the end.
Ed, I'm not a political guy, but in my eyes, you're the best mayor this city ever had, the best governor this state ever had, and the best friend this show ever had. All I could do is publicly thank you for all you did for us.
Well, we want to thank you and Aria and Al and everyone for all you've done for us. You've made mornings bearable. You've made losses bearable. You've made shared grieving art here in Philadelphia. So I want to say thank you on behalf of hundreds of thousands of Philadelphians and people who wish they were Philadelphians.
Ed, stay well, my friend. Thank you for
too.
Everything. Thank you, Ed.
And be on the air a little bit.
See you later, Ed. Ed Rendell, ladies and gentlemen, and I cannot overstate the influence he had on this city. And he put us on a map.
Yeah.
You know, when the mayor starts calling your show,
yeah,
that's when people are going, well, they must be important. The mayor's calling the show.
Yeah.
And he, you know what it was? He didn't want to talk about what was going on in the city. He wanted to talk about what was going on in the arenas and in the fields. He was a great, great fan. Mm-hmm. Great fan. All right, let's get some calls in. Al, you're going to be going here in about 5 minutes, all right?
No, I'm leaving?
No, you're going to be giving your thing.
Oh.
You're going to be doing your speech.
Okay. Right?
He's working on it now because this is the way he did the Hall of Fame speech at the Hockey Hall of Fame. Right, Al? You did that very well. I would hope.
Hello,
we get the
everybody.
Hello,
everybody.
No, Al, no.
Goodbye, everybody.
No, this is important now. You gotta stick this landing.
Oh, yeah.
So be working on it now, and I'll come to you in a couple of minutes.
He's checking the box scores.
Hayes is on the line. Hi, Hayes.
Oh, Angelo.
How you doing, Hazy?
Listen to this, my man. This is going to blow your mind. This is worth a hat and a T-shirt.
Yep.
This gentleman was born in 1790.
You're
he
right.
died in 1864.
All right.
He was the mayor of Philadelphia from 1828 to 1829.
Okay.
He was the vice president of the 11th vice president of the United States from 1845 to 1849. He went to Texas. And this little patch of land didn't have no name, so he named it after himself. Rhea and Ava can confirm this. His name was George Mifflin Dallas.
Nice.
A person born and raised in Philadelphia named. That's how Dallas got his name.
How did we didn't know? Hey, do you realize all this time we didn't have this information?
We got by somehow.
I don't know how we snuck by without this. Hey, thank you.
I had this information for over 15 years. I was just waiting for the right time to give it to
you. This is better than any.
I'm glad you didn't wait till next week. Thanks, Hayes. Appreciate it, ladies and gentlemen. One of our big, big parts of our shows early on, Al, was a gorgeous, wonderful woman named Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth.
And she is on now. Hi, Ruth. Hey.
I'd say good morning, but it's not for me. Oh. And you know what? I'm 58. I think we can drop the babe now.
All right, fine. The truth is, it is no longer fashionable anyway, Ruth.
Well, yeah, I know. There's a few things that were going on back in those days that are no longer fashionable. But
you're right.
Hey, it was part of the charm. Yeah, I have been, the first time I met you guys was December of 93 in Michael Jack's. And, you know, a friend of mine said, you got to listen to the show. Let's go down and watch them. And I have been hooked ever since. Have not always called in, especially after, you know, I got married and kids and a job and all that kind of crazy stuff. But I've listened every day, and you guys have, you've been part of my life, like Kenny said, for literally half my life. And, you know, you, Al, Rhea, Joe, and more recently Keith. I mean, you guys manage to be informative and entertaining at the same time, and that's pretty rare. I think that's why you have such an unbelievably, you know, large and loyal audience, and why you've probably drawn a lot of women in too. Well, at least now. Back then, I don't know. Got a little dicey at times. But you know, I just want to say, you know, from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
Thank you, Ruth.
Thank you for everything.
Thank you for everything you've done for us. You've been a great, great caller with great insights into what was going on. And when you needed to set us straight, you did. And I appreciate it. Thanks, Ruth.
Well, one last thing.
Yep.
This will be the last thing I will say to you, Angelo. What are you wearing this morning?
You know, I got really tight jeans in there.
Yeah.
They're showing the right spot. All right, hold on. Joe Wechter is beginning to regurgitate. I got to let you go.
Lord.
I used to do that, Al. Do you understand? You could not do that now.
No.
What are you wearing? That's not appropriate now.
Well,
it's not appropriate.
Can't even say Al. You look nice.
Mark Vermont Laurel is here. Get ready, Al. You're next. Hi, Mark.
Angelo.
Yes, Mark.
I'm just sitting here, and I'm thinking years back how your show used to end with Johnny Most.
Really?
It's all over. It's all over. It's all over.
Wow, I wonder how we're going to end that today, Mark.
Angelo, I got to tell you, pal, I'm 69, and I think half of my life you guys have all been a part of my life. And I would just like to say to you, Angelo, it's probably the first time I've ever called. I was nervous, you know, honestly.
You're nervous?
I you know, because I know this is it, you know, as far as I'm going to be in touch with you. But I know on the radio, you really helped me with losses. You were like a therapist to me. You know, I couldn't wait to call you the next day after a tough loss. But the one thing I really most about you is that ever let that affect your job, man. And I admire the hell out of you for that.
Well, that is high praise,
Mark. I'm going to keep it short and sweet because I know you got to move on. But listen, man, our paths will meet. I'll keep in touch. And, you know, all the best to you, pal. All the best to you.
Hall of Fame caller, the great Mark Vermont Laurel. Thank you, Mark. Al,
what?
We all want to say a final word here, and I would like you to say yours now, if you would.
Oh, final word. Whoa, we...
Hey, what's up? This is AJR, and you're listening to The Something Show with Al Morganti. Let's go out with a bang.
Here we go. Something show, that's based on everybody. Pretend you know this song. Everybody come hang. Let's go out with a bang.
All righty. You already pushed along here, as usual. And I just wanted to say, when you come here to Philadelphia, a lot of people make fun because I have never lost the Boston roots, but I think that's what connects me to Philadelphia. Because when you're from here, that's where you're from, and you're never going to change. And I know anybody can be a sports fan. Anybody can come into a town and adopt teams and whatever. We all like the Eagles. But to really adopt Philadelphia, man, I'll tell you, I played softball on the plateau. I played tennis down at the lakes, did other things too. I know which streets go north and that the odd streets go north and the even streets go south. I know Locust and Chestnut. I know Ellsworth and Federal means I'm getting close. I don't know where the hell Fern Rock is, but I've seen that sign so many times. It's amazing. I know I'm not going to be able to park on Sansom Street, but I'll try every single time to come in. I know all of that. I know Chickies and Pete's, but I also know the Palladium. I know places that have been there. I've done all of this. I know all the music venues. I loved when the Electric Factory was there. But you know what? It never stops. You got Hall & Oates. You've had Gamblin' Huff before that. And now you've got The Roots. You've got Dr. Dog. You've got all kinds of stuff. You've got Japanese Breakfast. You've got Kung Fu Necktie. You have a city that continues to grow and get better and better. You've got places that get better. You've got a city that gets better. You've got people. And you can only, when we had the Wing Bowl, we were going to go to Boston. I said, it's because the people here have more fun. How can Wing Bowl work? I came here and saw a parade on New Year's Day and said, there's nothing that can't work here because these people will get involved. So everything's going to be all right in Philadelphia as long as the Bambi sign is on South Broad Street. Thank you.
A final testament.
Awesome, Al.
And I know a burr from a kaolite.
Al Morgani. And let me tell you something.
I got a kaolite.
Like everything else he did in all these years, he did it with no notes.
Yes.
Zero notes.
Incredible.
None. And virtually no preparation. 215.
Meanwhile, I have a dossier in front of me.
Yeah.
And I
know, you better keep it
and
short.
And I know Rhea Hughes is about to do something special, too, here.
All right. On the news update covered, WIP Sports Time is 9:16.
If your business has 5 or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This isn't a loan. There's no payback. It's a refund of your taxes. Challenge is getting your hands on it. How do you go through the red tape and get your business the refund money? Go to GetRefunds.com. Team of tax attorneys they put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program and have already returned $1 billion to businesses. And they can help you, too. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those that took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales. Find out if your business qualifies. Go to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
Brought to you by NJ Diet. Angelo Cataldi will retire from Sports Radio 94 WIP at the end of today's show after 33 years being the table setter for Philadelphia Sports Talk. Angelo created a powerhouse of a show in the toughest sports city in America. Angelo rode the roller coaster of fans' emotions, often inviting those fans into his world, making them stars. Angelo never gave an inch, never accepted anything less than your best effort, and let you know if he wasn't getting it. Taught us all that only one thing mattered, the audience, not the teams, not the players, not the rest of the media. Brilliant, dedicated, lunatic, legend. Last but certainly not least, my friend. 40 days to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds. Contact njdiet.com to lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. Visit njdiet.com. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Cloudy with rain ending this afternoon, dropping through the day to 45. It's currently 56. Looking to get engaged? Visit the team with the best selection of diamond rings to fit every budget, Mark's Jewelers. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
That was my 4-year-old granddaughter, Delaney, and I will be spending more time with her, and that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. Ava Graham, I know you'd like to make some comments. Please go right ahead.
Now, usually I do an Xfinity Mobile hot seat, but thank you. This thank you list is brought to you by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. Doing this show has been my greatest joy, and the hardest 4:45 in the morning I hope to never wake up at again. Just kidding. I'm helping out next week. Now, I'm going to rattle off a bunch of names because this is my last opportunity to thank my support system. However, I know today is about you, Angelo, Al, Rhea, Wechter, and, of course, Conklin. I'd like to thank my amazing, encouraging friends. Bear with me. I got a big crew. These names mean nothing to you, but they mean everything to me. Lauren, Nikki, Merrill, Jill, Nicole, Colette, Kate, Nicole, Katie, Gabby, Caitlin, Katie, Greg, Robbie, Dave, Frankie, Kyle, Mike, Drew, John, Brian, Maddie, Angelo, Nick, Al, Aunt, Brandon. I'm sure I'm missing a few. My work family other than you hotties. John Gentile, Rob Kalustian, Scope, Yad, Rod Lakin, thanks for promoting me. Sonia Forsina, Jonesy, Ruben Amar Jr., Spike Eskin, Brian Cole, Mike Angelina, and all the amazing hosts, producers, and engineers who are like my family. And the great Cindy Webster, this isn't goodbye, but see you later. My actual family, my in-laws, Katie and Rob, my sister and her beautiful family, Matt, Lucy, and Jameson. Keely, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're my rock. My incredible, talented, amazing husband, Bill Matz. I couldn't do this life without you. And above all, my mom, my beautiful, strong, most talented member of our family, Deb G, thanks for always being there for me, even when things were at their worst. I love you. Finally, the man who led me to you, Angelo, my dad, Big Daddy Graham. I love and miss you so much, Dad. And I hope you're proud of me. Thanks for being the best dad a girl could ever have. And there you go. I finally got, I think 925 is not that bad for tears. I lasted pretty long, so.
Ava, proud of you is an understatement. You are the assistant program director at the station. He's looking down and going, wow. That's what he's saying right
Thank
now.
Thank you so much for he's your support, wow. You and Gail. And
saying wow.
Everybody here. Joe Conklin, God, did so much. Mike Romano, right. Tommy Prasad, just. It was a real group effort to get me up at that time and here. So thanks, Angela.
Thanks, Ava. And I want to just say, Johnson, I may be wrong on this. It seemed like Ava was more emotional than Al.
Just a little bit.
Would you say that?
Just a little bit.
And Rhea, tremendous message, too, during that. That was fantastic. I don't have to tell you how much I've enjoyed working with you. You're spectacular. I don't even see you there. I'm not sure where she went. Where'd you go?
I think she's crying because of Ava's speech.
She's crying from Ava's speech? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
All right, I guess.
Yes.
All right, anyway, let me get a few calls. I do want to acknowledge also here our NASA correspondent, Clifford W. Lentz, because the idea of having a NASA correspondent on a sports show is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But he made it work over and over and over again. And Cliff, I would also like to acknowledge that the one person I can confirm attended all 26 wing bowls is Clifford W. Lentz. And you did enjoy that, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that apparently is the only time you were not preoccupied with the sky. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was just one of many boobs there. So
he was a major boob. Always great to have you around, Clifford. Thank you for all you did for our show. Scully is up next. He was an intern here, Al. Hi, Scully.
Hey, that's a hard one to follow up with, guys. I usually like to laugh.
Scully, we had about, I don't know, 200 or 300 interns over the time. You were a little guy, right? Is that you?
Yeah. I'm little Scully. I was the one who loved the wingettes when they would come in. And
that's right.
I would I keep all the moments in the back of my mind when I'm alone. Mm.
Al, he was our horniest intern.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you need a calling card, whatever it is. What else you got, Scully? What did you want to remember about it?
It's been about 7 years since I left you guys, and I heard you're retiring, so I figured I better call in. Yep. Rector, hit the glass clanging.
Scully, I love talking to you. Thank you for checking in. And to all the interns who are part of it, we got another one here, Raj. Hi, Raj.
Hey, Ange. How's it going?
What did you learn from us, Raj?
I learned not to take yourself too seriously. Put a tremendous amount of work ethic into everything that you do and bring the passion every minute, every second of every day.
What are you doing now?
I'm actually on the way to Suburban Station. I thought we were grading restrooms again today.
That's right. We used to do it. Raj, we did some crazy things. I apologize for that. But you did them all with a smile on your face, and I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Congratulations, Angela. We're going to miss you guys.
Different turn, Raj.
Hi, Eve. Congratulations.
Thank you, Burgundy. What did you want to say on our final show?
Well, I just wanted, as an entertainer in Philly, since 2004 all the way up to 2017, we had three holidays. The day before Thanksgiving, the Mama's Parade, and Wing Bowl. I remember us being in the dressing room, spending the night and waking up 4 in the morning to get ready to go down there and get the drunkest group of people. And you know how many songs you contribute to Bahia?
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Burgundy. I love talking to you. You're a very, very fun person to talk to, and you embodied what our caller base was. I love when I saw your name up there. I knew we were going to have some fun. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much, and congratulations.
Thanks. That's Burgundy. On the line is one of my best buddies, the legendary Big Rube. Hi, Rube. Hey, Big Rube, how many pictures would you say you took during our wing bowls?
Oh, man. it was 8 years, so I got a whole lot.
Well, people may not know, you're a phenomenal chef, but also a highly accomplished photographer. And for many years, you were featured in the Daily News. And people may not remember. And then you also were a big hobnobber at, you were one of the top people at Mitchell & Ness. You've done quite a lot so far, Big Rube.
And you were there to cover all of it. Like, Clothing Scott introduced me to y'all when you had me. And I came in, and it was like how you grilled and interviewed me back then, 2002.
Wow.
You know, when Iverson wore the Bill Russell jersey, and you've captured and encapsulated all my chapters in my life. And I was able to cover you, remember? And remember, I was a judge on Philly Idol, and you told me, don't hold back no punches. And I come from the hood. I don't hold back. And remember, I said, children are supposed to be seen and not heard.
Yep.
And all the men and everybody was booing me. And you loved it. And, I mean, every Monday, Angelo Cataldi show at Chicken and Peach, Packer Ave, all that.
That's
and,
right.
I mean, and I was able to put you in my column and everything. Like, and, oh, man, I love you. I love you, big brother. I mean, everything that you've done for me, you know, the station, I'm friends with you, Al Rhea, Keith Jones, all that. And I'm overwhelmed right now. I'm ready to cry because you are so instrumental in just the fabric of the city and what you've done for everybody and the level of sports love and dedication. You will be truly missed.
Big Rube, one last time. Where can I get your chicken?
Oh, man, I open up at noon today, Chef Big Rube's Kitchen at Pitcher's Pub on Main Street. And I know Butch going to show up today, and we're going to talk. You know, 4326, follow me on my Instagram, Chef Big Rube, and, you know, holla. Oh, yeah, and plus yesterday, Krista and Nicole from KOP, two beautiful former volleyball, six-foot-tall women, just they love you, and I mean love you. And they were talking, and they came and got a grub and talked about you yesterday, and they – You got fans from all walks of life, so.
Oh, that's great. 33 is now, Al, I find out these women all love me.
Nice.
Where the hell were they 33 years?
They were sane.
I was right here. It wasn't like I wasn't out in public, Rube. Jeez. Rube, I love you, man. Be well. We'll talk again. Thanks, pal.
Ow!
On the line with us right now, Al, is, I acknowledge it in my final thing, but of all the guys, I think I'm speaking for you two on this.
Okay.
Who was your favorite co-host all these years?
My favorite co-host
Come
all
on.
These years. I'm supposed to say you, right?
No, the guy.
Oh, Jan Janssen.
No, the guy.
But no, he would be sitting here.
Oh, all you
where
did
I'm
was
sitting
have,
now.
You had dinner, lunch and dinner with him for years and
Every
years.
Day.
You share hockey with him.
Oh, Jonesy.
Keith
oh,
Jones. Jonesy, did you hear that?
I heard it. I'm not surprised, Ange. I'm not surprised.
I mean, my God, all these years together, the guy's looking at other people. You're the guy, Jonesy. We all love working with you.
Well, I loved working with you guys, too. It's a strange day to call in, and it's finally done because this thing took a long time.
Oh, God.
Yes, it did. Really years when you think about it from the first time I talked about it. Right, Jonesy?
Yeah, it was. It came to no like shocking surprise to us that it's happened, but it took a while for it to all come together. And I give you a lot of credit for hanging in as long as you did. You didn't have to, and I think you did it for multiple reasons, but I think most importantly, you just felt like you owed it to the city, and it's probably been one of the most impressive things I've ever saw in my career, including my time playing in the NHL, but watching how you worked and having the chance to, be a part of that and also learn some really valuable lessons early on in my retirement from playing that have really helped me, not just in the radio business, but in the TV stuff, which obviously has been my primary job since starting with you in radio. So I owe a lot to you, buddy, and I'm going to miss you guys.
Hey, Jonesy, I just got to ask, when you first started with Doss, right, Al, did you first bring him in?
Is yes, that, yes.
This is another contribution Al made. He brought him in. Jonesy, did you have any idea what you were doing in the early days?
I the first day I came in, I told that joke that I'll never tell again.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, my God. We almost got taken off the air. Yeah.
He almost got divorced.
That's right. It was a joke that your wife was at the expense of. Right, Jonesy?
Yes, and I didn't realize she was listening to the show. My phone started vibrating before the story was even finished.
Oh, my God.
And I taught her a valuable lesson from that day forward. I said, look it, I'm going to need a job. I'm 30 years old. I'm retired from hockey. It's not like I don't need to work again. So why don't you not listen to the show, and I'll go in and be on the show, and we'll all be live happily ever after. So she bought into that. Right. So that was a good part of that deal.
One other thing, Jonesy. You, more than anyone I've ever worked with, have what you call like stock phrases, right?
Mm.
And here's the thing, right? How do you always know when to fire off, like, my name is Dimple, not Simple?
Not Simple. I
don't know that you ever really know, but I think I've been very fortunate in that regard, that 21 years of doing that I haven't said the wrong thing at the wrong time. I'm grateful that I'm retiring with you, buddy, because in front of that live mic, you never know what's going to come out of your mouth.
And, isn't
that
true?
To try to be funny is hard sometimes, but I'm happy that we're able to have some great laughs.
Jonesy, every day that you were here was a better day for all of us, and thank you. Thank you.
I'm here, Ange. I'm over here.
Get out of here, Jonesy.
See you,
the great Keith Jones. Right to the end now. Right to the end. All right. We are getting close to wrapping here. Ava, you have something here. Yeah, we got an update on our question.
Right. Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. Armin Chevrolet celebrating their 23rd anniversary. Huge savings on every Armin Chevrolet Equinox. Find your roads at ArminChevy.com. What will you miss most about the WIP morning show? 64% the host.
Ooh.
All of you.
We finally got a good result. It took years.
20% comedy bits. Coughlin,
yeah, Joe Coughlin. Nice. Yeah, you're damn right.
Guests and callers tied at 8.
All right. No, the callers to me, that's number one. In fact, I'm going to get a few more in when we come back, including a couple of big, successful, popular people. Mm-hmm. And then I got a few things I need to say. Stay right there. WIP Sports Hub is 937.
Your outdated kitchen could use a new look, and the President's Day Sale Colonial Marble and Granite is the perfect opportunity to upgrade it. Right now, they're offering an all-in kitchen package that includes countertops, cabinetry, sink, faucet, and hardware for $6,999. That is a great deal for a kitchen renovation. That's not all. During the sale, get 25% off all countertops in granite, marble, and quartz. That's a tremendous savings on the largest selection of beautiful countertop material in the area. Need financing? They're offering zero money down and 0% financing for up to 18 months on purchases of $19.99 or more. They completely transfer my kitchen. I absolutely love it. Colonial Marble and Granite does amazing work. The whole process is really, really a lot of fun. I went to the King of Prussia location, worked with an incredible professional that helped me select the perfect materials. Stop by an area showroom, and a professional will guide you through your project from selection to installation. Or give Colonial Marble and Granite a call and set up a free in-home consultation. For details, visit colonialmarble.net today.
Wow, Joe Wechter talked on the
nice.
Air. He rarely ever does that.
Yep.
And I'm going to acknowledge him in my words, but so many of the great lines you heard were his.
Absolutely.
And he never gets any credit for it, but there's a good reason why he's staying out, because
yes.
He's great at what he does.
Yes.
Totally great. All right, I want to go here. Al, I do not want to, in the final segment of our show, not one last time rip somebody.
Okay.
I think it's important for us to remain consistent.
All right.
And Mike from Voorhees is on. Mike, are you happy with Jonathan Gannon?
I am absolutely disgusted. Firstly, that field was no joke, but one team got pressure and the other team didn't. And the team that didn't get pressure was the best defense in the entire league, or had 70 sacks. That guy is an idiot. I'm a little upset that the Eagles did a mutiny around this idiot and show this guy how to play football. Good luck to the Cardinals. I hate that guy. Angela, all right,
Mike, hold on. Yeah. Hold on, because I want to just make sure that this didn't sit well with you either. Yesterday, that horse's ass was doing a news conference after he got a head. He got promoted after blowing the Super Bowl. And then listen to what he said.
It was a fun 48 hours, I'll say that, because I enjoyed myself.
Have you enjoyed yourself in any of the 48 hours since the Super Bowl, Mike?
I have to tell you something. Sadly, unfortunately, yesterday my grandmother passed away.
Oh, jeez.
I am more depressed about the Eagles than anything. I've had a terrible. I just want to say something. I'm such a huge fan. I just want to say, first time, long time. I'm 36. I started listening as a child. I ended up getting into the Howard Stern Show, and all these years later, I'm a producer at SiriusXM. I just want to say, the fact the Eagles lost was absolutely spirit shattering. But something occurred to me as the confetti was falling, and a big smile came across my face, that for your last week in history, the loudest mouth in Philly, you get to bitch about the Eagles losing and get to kill Jonathan Gannon all week. Would you, would we the fans want it any other way? Angelo, you are our heart, you are our soul, and thank the sports gods that we got to spend time with you the past 30-plus years. Al, you were the perfect pepper to Angelo's salt. And Rhea, the way you always point out how a dumb thing Angelo says is actually 10 times dumber than we originally thought made this show invaluable to us. Thank you all for doing what you do, and I love you.
Thank you, Mike. Screw you, Gannon! Screw you! Right with my final breakout, I'm still attacking people. Mm. You know why? Because they deserve it. They deserve it!
Only on this radio show could you get someone to say, it's been terrible. And my grandmother died yesterday.
Yeah, that was a weird juxtaposition. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen.
It happens to you all the time.
One of the all-timers.
Who we got?
Arsenoni.
Hi, Arn. Hi, Arn. It's hard to believe that today is the day. It's. I got to tell you something. I never in my wildest dreams could have thought eating a Scotch bonnet pepper would change my life. And it did. You're a legend in this city, and it just doesn't happen. You're the Mike Schmidt of radio.
Wow.
I have 100 stories I could tell because of you. My wife reminded me of one last night when she said, I wanted to stab you when you did play-by-play of her birth. As fate would have it, my son's born at 8 a.m., and that day I called you guys up at 6, and every 10 minutes after that to give updates. And my wife, if she had a scalpel, she would have sliced my throat. She hated me, but I did it. And that's just one of 100 stories. You don't realize we become dependent on you. I don't think you comprehend how important you are to my life. I mean, God, without you, I wouldn't have made it through a lot of things, man. I mean, after my brain surgery, all I wanted to know was put the morning show on. Put the morning. I got to listen. It was therapeutic for me. I mean, and being Arsenori, you get opened a lot of doors for me that ordinarily would not have been, wouldn't have happened. I mean, I'm sitting here thinking that it's really a pleasure to have you as a friend. It is. You're a good man, and we are going to miss you. We are.
Arnie, thank you. Arnie, you know what? I'm so thrilled you called now because I wanted my last caller to be the best I ever had, and you know that's you.
That's right. I am the best. I'll brag today.
You should.
I'm the number one caller.
You should. Arnie, I love you, man. Be well. We'll talk sometime.
Angelo,
I promise. Yep.
You are the man. Don't ever forget that. You are the man.
Thank you, Arnie. All right, now we get to the I wasn't even going to try this, and I'm going to try to break it up because I want you to hear Joe Conklin's amazing song
yes.
that he put together. But I just, Al, I may need your help here a little
bit. All righty.
I only tried this because Jim Gardner did this amazing speech when he walked away a couple of months ago, and I went, you know, maybe that's closure for a lot of people. Maybe we should try it. So I'm going to try it. I'm going to start by thanking the people that taught the listeners what sports talk was. And that's Howard Eskin and Steve Fredericks. Al, we were on their shows as guests. This is 40 years ago.
Yeah.
But those guys cleared the way with great opinions, strong opinions that reflected the passion of the sports fan. 35 years ago, Al Morgani sets up a meeting with Tom Brookshire. And he goes, we would like a radio program on the new sports format at WIP.
Yeah.
Al Morgani had no other plans but that. He had nothing. Right, Al?
We had
no experience.
I had mustard on my sleeve because I bumped into the hot dog guy.
He had mustard on his sleeve.
Of course.
And Al, this is, you're going to learn here how involved Al was in all of this.
Yo.
Al talked Brookie into giving us a show. Mm-hmm. We met him on a Friday. We started the show on a Monday. No host.
Yeah,
we just went. It was awful.
Told Ed Snyder he had to do this.
Yes, I think it. Yeah, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, he hung in there all those years, and I am more in awe now of Brookie, who has passed on, than I was in the 2 years I worked together. Because his work ethic was spectacular. He was just, Tom Brookshire was a winner in every single thing he did. And I will never forget what he did for us. And then they brought on Tony Bruno.
Tony Bruno.
Remember him, Al?
Yep.
He
was late
Tony,
a lot.
Right. He was late a lot. And there was a lot of things about him that were quirky. But here's what he taught us. He taught us, if you're going to perform on radio, you got to amplify your character a little bit. You got to make it more fun, more interesting. Tony is an icon in radio because he taught you that, Al, and I think I picked the lesson up even more than you did. He was just amazing.
Uh-huh.
Al, I'm now going to talk about somebody I hated, Tom Bigby, our program director.
Yeah.
He had to deal with people who had no idea how to do radio. And Tom Bigby was mean. He was a bully.
Yeah.
He was tough on us. And it got so bad for me that once I got leverage, my fantastic agent Steve Mountain got put in my contract that he couldn't talk to me if I didn't want him to.
Yeah, Bigby was
so
out.
He yelled at me instead.
I know he did. But Al, Tom Bigby did teach us how to do radio. And he had one request for me.
What is
he
that?
Said, when you have a retirement party, I would like to be there.
There you go.
He did not survive that. He has passed on.
Yeah.
And I did not have a party. But I do want to, if I did not acknowledge how much he taught us, I wouldn't be fair.
Yep.
He was great,
yep.
Even though we really hated him. all the other management people, I can't go through all of them. They all had an impact on what we did. But the people that had the highest standards and were the best to work for are the ones right now. David Field, the owner, David Yagaroff, and Rod Lakin. Those are our bosses. Their standards were higher than anyone before them, but I will include Spike Esker because he was also part of it when things really got easier for us to work. I will say, I feel now as I look back that I was kind of a jerk, right? I was obnoxious to a lot of people because I was so committed to do the best show we could.
Mm-hmm.
Some took it well. Some didn't. I'm not apologizing, but I am acknowledging it. I should have been nicer about that. There are so many hosts that I want to acknowledge who helped us to do this job. After Brookie, Al, Bill Campbell. How great was Bill? Bill was a master. Every single thing Bill did in broadcasting, he did at a level of excellence second to none. And I watched the way he prepared, and I saw it, and I took something from that. Glenn Macnow comes from us in newspapers. Glenn Macnow stayed a journalist more than any of us who crossed over from journalism.
Mm-hmm.
And then they paired him with Ray Dittiger. Wow. Ray still and always will be the last and best word on most sports topics. Mike Missinelli, bombastic, sarcastic. You had to hear him every day. He deserved a better goodbye in broadcasting than they gave at that other station. Shame on you. I don't care. I'll say whatever I want. G. Cobb, Al, crossed over. I covered him in the locker rooms, and he always gave me the best quotes. To this day, all these years later, whenever I said I need somebody who's great on football radio, who'd I ask for?
G. Cobb.
He was the best.
Politician, too.
And finally, Big Daddy Graham. Big Daddy had the best overnight show in the history of Philadelphia because it was him. Loud. Fun. Totally unpredictable. I would drive in and I would get the topics that we would use from listening to Big Daddy. He was always a legend, and what he left behind was more than just a legacy. He left behind Ava Graham.
Mm-hmm.
And she embodies his zest for life, And she is, at her young age, the assistant program director at WIP. What a gift. We got two for the price of one. Mm-hmm. Both spectacular. We'll never forget them. I'm sorry I didn't mention the others. You were all important. It was an honor to work with every one of you. You may notice I have not named one sports hero. You know why? Here's the real secret of how we succeeded. The players, the owners, the managers, the coaches, they were never integral to the success of WIP. How they felt about us never mattered. All that mattered was you. If you like what you were hearing, you would keep listening. We would stay in business. We would grow an audience. The only people that mattered were the people listening and calling into our show. And I just want to acknowledge that we had some interns here that we cannot ignore.
Oh, yeah.
Because some of them became far greater successes than we ever did.
Yep.
Al Colleen Wolf.
Yep, terrific.
You're fired. She's a host at NFL
yep.
Network. We had on Mike Garofalo before. Zach Gelb. Part of now CBS Radio.
Yeah.
Tremendous. Kyle Newback is the best basketball analyst in this city at Philly Voice. David Uram. KYW.
Yes.
Al, how about that nut, Al Harpo Petit?
It was great.
Dan Donnelly, put down the donuts. We're in crisis.
Running the fish market in Medford.
Steiner and all those other people.
I saw Steiner the other night.
Yep. You did, Sam?
It was at the sportswriters thing.
He's still kind of
weird. Got the big voice.
He's weird. He's a weird kid. But the real superstars on our show were the callers and the listeners. Yep. And 40 years ago, I came to this city, and they embraced me, and they took me in when I was a writer, and they reacted to what I wrote, and then they gave me a chance to go to radio, and they ended up giving me a better job than I ever could have imagined. And I now have to acknowledge somebody who understands how to get you to appeal to people, and that's Cindy Webster. Mm-hmm. And Cindy Webster is the best PR person I ever worked with in my life, and all I could say about her is when we brought her back, mm-hmm. for the last 14 months, she was even better than she was before she was let go the first time. Cindy, you're the best. You have created the image for WIP that every one of us hoped we could do but couldn't because we had no people skills. I mean it, none. And I just want to thank you for all that you brought to us. Joe Wechter. All right. Joe is a grumpy man, all right? But every time we needed to find the right sound, add the best sound effects. He whispered the greatest lines Jonesy ever
That's
made.
That's right.
Jonesy had like six that he had memorized, but the rest were Joe's. And he did them perfectly. And he's staying with the new show for a reason. Because he's like the greatest producer in the history of radio.
Yes.
And we were lucky enough
Great
to
timing.
Have him. For a long. He's been here longer than us.
Oh, yeah.
Al, he's been here like 38 years.
Yeah.
I'll admit, he looks like crap, but you can't have everything. And then I get to Joe Conklin, and I'm going to just tell you, he literally is the man of 1,000 voices. I love 999 of them. I could have done without Carmen. You know what I'm saying? Joe, but here's what Joe did that you can't really program, and that is creating what they call moments.
Yeah.
Things on a show that everybody will talk about. And if you have not heard his goodbye song, let me take a tiny break here so you can hear it, because this encapsulates 33 years here at WIP.
That's right, I started as a journalist, morphed into antagonist, 33 years of being pissed. Started with Brookshire, finally got a retire. Lenses on your anus, 30-30, bad rapper, getting drunk at chip snappers, co-workers I abuse, immigrant and reuse, 30 years of carrying the station, doing all the work and my back hurts. Wing bowl, I'll inspect the head producer, Joe Wechter, first is off from Tokyo, Jonesy just love on going, sweetie, give me a hug, Conklin wants another fly, I went on to Amalgani, even now I'm hating Andy, fly as Eagle, six is Philly, screw Charlie, Effigosi, crush them all, so chaotic, idiotic, now I gotta pay for crap, fries and chickies and peas. It's the end of my show as I know it, I'll be bored out of my mind and I know it, oh, I just knew that Gannon was gonna blow it. What a fun farewell. Pulitzer nominee, woohoo, look at me,
nigga. Big room, super fan, bitchy poo, Bill and Stan. Stinking ref, blown call, rob this of a Super Bowl, yell and scream, kick and shout. This is how I'm going out. It's the end of my show, and I know it. It's the end of my life as I know it. I'm gonna count all my money, don't you know it? And I feel fine. Oh, Bentley, come in here, boy. You're a good boy. Come on up, Bentley.
Joe, I want to personally thank you for all the amazing stuff you did. You're unscripted. Thank you, Joe. You're amazing.
We're all riding your coattails, Ange. We
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Joe Conklin, and can you put Carmen to rest now? Is that the end of him?
Big fat pig. That's right. You, because you're a pig.
Now we're down to the end here, and I just, now it's time to talk about, you know, Al on the year, kind of a minimalist. Mm-hmm. Here's all Al did. He got us into radio. I wasn't going into radio. I wouldn't have ever been into radio without Al.
Blame me.
And it was part of the fact, Al, you were just looking for a little extra revenue. It wasn't really, there wasn't a lot of thought to trying to get into radio.
It's basically America.
Yeah, that's what he was doing. And then he got us the job here. And then all he did after that was come up with the biggest radio promotion in the history of radio. And that is Wing Ball. And he did it for 26 years. All right. Every important decision we had to make about this show over the past three decades, usually it was Al's final decision. Did
yep.
we not, Rhea?
No doubt.
We always deferred to you, Al. You were always the one. 27 years ago, I was ready to bolt for Boston. Mm-hmm. We had a good job offer. I wanted to go. You know why we stayed for 33 years? Because Al wouldn't go.
Yeah.
And you loved Boston way more than I'd ever did.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But you said it won't work.
No, it wouldn't have.
So we didn't go to Boston, right? Al, I never met anyone like you. I'm sure I never will again.
No.
Thank you.
No, buddy. No problem.
Thank you.
Everything's cool.
I wish you could see how awkward he is right now. Crazy. All right. And then we got Rhea.
Are we done?
Right? No, I got to talk about Rhea because from the day she got here, she made every one of us better. You hear around here, she's a pistol, right? She's even more important off the air. She books the show. She scours the internet for breaking news on every show, every minute, the whole time. And Rhea Hughes, the whole time she's been here, has done the heavy lifting. In the past few years, the heavy lifting is me, all right? Because here's what you don't know. Since even before the pandemic, I relied on Rhea Hughes to hide my skills that were diminishing, my memory, which is faltering, and my fatigue, which got to the point where I could not possibly do five of these a week. Rhea, you were there every step of the way. She's staying on this morning show for a very good reason. She's been the backbone of this morning show for a long time now. Rhea, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And when I took over after Brookie left, everybody said to me, you know, you're doomed now. He's a legend. Nobody can follow you. And now some people are saying that to Joe and John and James, the next show. Don't believe a word of it, all right? Because they are going to continue with Rhea and Wechter, the tradition that Brookie started here in 1988. And it's for them, just give them the same opportunity you gave us. Offer them the same loyalty, and they're going to build on it the same way we did. They will be terrific here, and they will be successful the way we were. And finally, my wife, Gail. She made the last 25 years of my life a joy. On good days or bad, and most here at WIP were good ones, but she was there to listen when I got home. She calmed me down when I got crazy. She picked me up when I fell down. And her speech here a few weeks ago, when she talked about the sacrifice of doing this job, that is the single greatest moment of my radio career. I mocked every athlete who said this when they retired, and I'm going to close by saying it myself. It's time for me to go, Philadelphia. I need to spend more time with my family.
Jeez.
Thank you for the best 33 years of my life. Our studio assistant today was Dan Wilson. New assistant brand manager, Ava Graham. Mm-hmm. Special contributions, John Johnson. Joe Conklin for tickets, go to joeconklin.com. He wants to make sure I get that in.
Plug.
Clifford Lentz, our NASA correspondent, our consultant, the amazing Cindy Webster. And our producer, Joseph Ray, Director Jr. And now we're going to end
the way we did the first 10 years of our show.
Okay.
Thank you all for an amazing run. Bye. Goodbye.
It's all over. It's all over. It's all over.